We are back on regional radio. Andy Humphrey joined on the line by Perryville girls soccer coach Jerry Fulton. The Perryville Pirates about to start their season a little later on this month, and they're just getting practice underway as well. Coach, last year, a very nice team, and you return almost that entire team to this year. Not a single senior on last year's squad, so they're all coming back with another year of experience. How excited does that get you about this upcoming campaign?
You know, we had a great season last year after injury prone the year before, went 5-16, and the girls really responded last year and came back and went 16-5. So it was quite the turnaround last year. It's amazing what you can have with no seniors and everybody healthy. So we returned 10 out of 11 starters this year. And, you know, things are looking pretty good. Of course, we always got to deal with Notre Dame. They knocked us out in districts last year. So we know what we got to do. Now we just got to do it.
Yeah, and as you start to prepare some of your girls for this upcoming year, of course, I'm sure not too many roles may change around since a lot of the players are returning, especially in the starting lineup with 10 returning starters. So what really is the mindset to get them, you know, focused on the start of the year when you know that, well, they'll probably be in a lot of the roles that they were in last year?
Well, and you would think that, and over the winter and after the boys' season, I sat down and contemplated what the girls needed to do to be a little more successful and to accomplish the goals they wanted. So we did have a couple of position changes, same people, just kind of swapping a couple of positions to hopefully strengthen the team in certain places that we noticed last year could have been just a little bit stronger. But we had a really good turnout this year. We had 35 girls go out, which is really good numbers for us, considering the last few years we haven't even had a full JV. So program's really in a good spot. You know, we got a lot of girls. We're going to have a full JV this year, plus a full varsity. So we're pretty excited about this year's season.
And, of course, some of those returning players, one of them was a dream teamer last year in Kirsten Jannon. And, of course, a lot of other players in that attack. Who really gets you excited about who you want to see on the pitch this year in the goal-scoring category?
Well, I mean, Kirsten's always going to be a good weapon to have on the field. She's just very calm, cool, and collective and very skilled. So, you know, we're really looking forward to her. Last year we had Leah Bury join the squad as a freshman and was, I don't remember her goals, but she was pretty good up there with them. So we're looking for a lot of good things out of Leah. And we also had a girl that was injured last year with a ACL problem, which she had repaired over the winter and everything, and is back ready to come out. So, and she will be adding another senior to the squad. She was a junior last year, so she's a very good player, and Cora Mall. So we're looking forward to Cora coming in and helping strengthen back up the midfield. And, I mean, I don't want to say, I don't want to jinx this or anything, but we set goals every year at the first day of practice. This year was no different than last. You know, we have a couple tournaments we like to try to be competitive in and maybe take a chance on bringing home a trophy. But our main goals are to set, you know, to try to win conference, which we did last year, and try to win districts. And we came in second last year. So all in all, I mean, they missed one goal last year of what they wanted to do. So the goals are still the same. And with the same personnel, I would expect us to be pretty good handful. We have we had some really talented freshmen and people came in, so that's going to give us a few more subs is what we were needing. So we're really optimistic of what we can do this year. Like I said, though, Notre Dame state champs. So we got our hands full there. You know, last year we had to play St. Vincent's and Notre Dame back-to-back. So anytime you have to play two state champions back-to-back, it's tough. But we beat St. Vincent's and then held with Notre Dame for the first half and then just ran out of gas. So we're hoping this year we're going to be able to stay a little more fresh, and we got those games separated too this year, so we don't have to play two state championships back to back anymore. So we're really looking forward to you know, just going out and playing the game, and hopefully good things will happen.
Perryville soccer coach Jerry Fulton joining us on regional radio. And coach, you talk about that schedule and having some of those games, you know, kind of deeper in the schedule, you know, back to back with Cape Notre Dame and St. Vincent there. But wanting to focus a little bit on the start of the schedule, you mentioned an early tournament that you'll have in late March. And, you know, what do you usually focus with your group and use these first few games for to kind of get them acclimated back into gameplay in this spring once the weather starts to warm up and they start to get their feet underneath them?
Well, that's a nice thing about having a tournament that early in the schedule. You always want to try to win a tournament, but it's not a must win. They're not conference games. They're not district games. So it's a very great opportunity to try to get your staff in the right places and be ready to roll when the games really count. So we're looking pretty forward. We always play in that noon Optimist tournament down in Cape, and Jackson had been in it for the last, oh my goodness, 10, 12 years, but they dropped out this year. So, you know, Jackson's a Class 4 soccer team, very strong. So we're pretty excited that, you know, they're out. Unfortunately, we did draw St. Vincent's in the first game down there. So we got our hands full, but I think the girls are focused. They've had, so far, you know, in the last week and a half of practice, they've been very focused very optimistic about what they can accomplish if they all stick together and just finish this thing the way we started last year.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll get you out of here on this one. Obviously, the goal is to try and get through that district tournament, win it this year, get past teams like Cape Notre Dame and the like. But as far as, you know, when you look at the outlook of the team and things that you think they may want to improve on that you maybe saw from last year and maybe want to try and fine-tune this year, is there any one thing that you think would probably get you over the finish line there?
I think we need to put a few more balls in the net earlier. And, I mean, four of our five losses last year were by one goal. So, I mean, this team could have been easily 20-1 last year. So, I mean, we're just trying to focus on trying to get those games underhand a little earlier. We've made a couple personnel changes, not really off the field, just kind of flip-flopped a couple girls on the field to try to strengthen up a couple positions that we thought could be a little bit stronger. We moved a couple girls around, so we're really looking forward to trying this. We have a jamboree next Tuesday in Perryville, and we'll get a chance to go out there and see what it looks like there, and then we'll try it again in a tournament. And by that time, we should have four or five games under our belt before we start playing regular season.
Well, Coach, we certainly wish you luck as you start to prepare for the upcoming start of the year, and thanks for taking the time today.
Oh, no problem. Appreciate everything you guys do with the coverage and everything. You guys do a wonderful job. Sure appreciate it.
No problem. That's Jerry Fulton of the Perryville Pirates girls soccer team. He's the reigning Dream Team Coach of the Year from last season, and he's returning pretty much his entire team from a season ago. The Pirates get their season started on March 18th. That's a Monday, and they will host Kelly that day. Coach Fulton joining us today on Regional Radio.